When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, final game of the round. Raiders up against the Eels. So this one down at Canberra, and this will be 6:15. So this will be a full night game here. Ricky Stewart's made the one change. Adam Oriotta coming in for Zach Hosking, who's out with concussion. Simi Sasangi comes onto the bench, his first game for the Raiders. Elliot Whitehead still out with that calf injury. Bailey Simonson in for Morgan Harper. That's about a week too late. Bryce Cartwright still out. Werren McGregor back into the 17, first game of the year for him after three games in the New South Wales Cup. What's your market doing on this one, Tristan?
Another really tricky game to price, and we've seen quite a bit of movement in this game both ways, actually, where we opened the game at Pick'em. It was $1.90, take your pick, and it moved all the way out to 2.5. But since we got to 2.5, there's been a bit of a push for the Eels, where it's now $1.80 Canberra, $2 Parramatta, 1.5 the line, and 43.5 the total points. So both these sides tricky to line up. The Raiders started really well against the Sharks and got run down, and obviously much has been said about the Tigers getting over the top of the Eels, and we're still trying to work out where they sit without Mitch Moses. But at the moment, on the, from the betting side of things, it looks like it should be a good way to finish the round.
I certainly think the Eels improve here because, Brad Arthur was pretty clear post-game. What he thought was wrong, they got a little bit too fluffy, a little bit too complacent about their game, and probably expected the win and didn't respect the football or the yardage. And the Tigers deserve that victory all the way through, I thought, the second half. But down to Canberra, their record there is very poor, and now without Moses, lost 10 of their last 12 down in the capital. Moses, I think the key out is clearly his kicking game, also his goal kicking, but I think that the young fella at six will get better with the weeks as they go forward. I don't know what to expect with the Raiders here. I mean, they had the Sharks on toast last week. What was it, 14-0? Absolutely should have put that 18-0. Should have put that game completely to bed and then have 36 points put through them by a team missing six forwards. Dear, oh, dear, that's one of their worst ever losses. And then back at home, now small favourites. We know their record as favourites at home is horrible. I just lean slightly to the Raiders to maybe bounce back here, but absolutely no idea.
Yeah, it's a challenging one, isn't it? They were like, if the one thing that could characterise the Canberra Raiders over their first 3 weeks of this competition was the effort, right? Their effort was outstanding, and then their effort was great for the first 24 minutes against the Sharks, and then it just fell away dramatically. And you start looking at the list, and then you go, that makes sense because of their list. But as you say, Jared, so many out for that Cronulla side. And as for the Eels, totally, the goal kicking itself, that's a win there for them. Mitchell Moses kicks that goal that Clint Gutherson misses. Dylan Brown and Blaise Talangi are too similar. Like, they're both running players. They're not, like, who's organising that side? It's probably Gutho. Gutho's doing it from the back or not even that far back. But, so that Dylan Brown, Blaise Talangi, they're both very good players. Dylan Brown's an outstanding player, but you need that one person that's, controlling things for the team, which, of course, is Mitchell Moses. So you understand why clubs wanted to pay a lot of money for him because of all the things that he can do. I'll go with the Eels, but with no confidence, the +1.5 at $1.95.